Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we'll talk with former Bloomington North and Ball State women's basketball player Kylie Jarrett. We'll talk IU football, Big Ten women's and men's basketball media days, and the Indianapolis Colts. We will have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we'll look ahead to the week in IU athletics. So let's talk sports. We will start with Indiana football. They had the week off, and they face Michigan State this Saturday at noon for homecoming, and the game can be seen on FS1. Michigan State 6-0 coming into the game. They have a high octane offense that will be hard to stop. Indiana beat them last season in East Lansing, shut them out, and got the old brass platoon back, and is hoping to keep it this week, but it won't be easy. Michael Penix is week to week with a shoulder injury that won't require surgery, so it looks like we'll see Jack Tuttle get the starting nod for the Hoosiers. Sophomore running back Tim Baldwin Jr. has entered the transfer portal, and IU has agreed with Ball State to a football game September 12, 2026. IU leads the all-time series 12-3. That will complete the non-conference schedule for the 2026 season. The Hoosiers host Colorado State along with Ball State and then travel to Connecticut. The Big Ten Conference held their women's and men's basketball media days at Gainbridge Fieldhouse last Thursday and Friday. All 14 schools, 28 coaches, and 58 student-athletes were on hand for the two-day event. The first day had Kevin Warren, the commissioner of the Big Ten, give a 30-minute press conference, and then coaches from Michigan, Maryland, Ohio State, Rutgers, Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska all allowed to take questions from the media for 10 minutes, and then each coach and players were at individual podiums for a half hour taking questions. On day two, Indiana women's and men's basketball coaches Terry Morin and Mike Woodson were on hand along with Purdue, Michigan State, Penn State, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Northwestern. The South Central Indiana News Network was in attendance for day two. It was a great experience, a great setup to get to not only ask questions for other coaches, but also get to see these other players and get to talk to them and ask questions up close. Look forward to getting to go back to cover Big Ten media days for women's and men's basketball in the future. And don't forget that it is going to be very competitive on both sides this year, and it's going to be an exciting winter of Big Ten basketball. The Indianapolis Colts and the Baltimore Ravens are playing tonight on ESPN starting here in an hour and 15 minutes. The Colts, 1-3 on the season, beat the Miami Dolphins last week. The Baltimore Ravens, 3-1, have a three-game winning streak. The Ravens are tied with the Pittsburgh Steelers for the most 100-yard rushing games consecutively. And if they get 100 yards of rushing on the Colts, they will set a new NFL record. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving Company local high school scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. Well, another rough week for the Monroe County schools. For Bloomington South, they had the week off. They're 6-1. They will travel to Indianapolis Chittard on Friday as their game with Hammond Morton was canceled due to COVID concerns within the Hammond Morton program, and they were unable to find a replacement opponent. Bloomington North, 5-3, got killed at home by Columbus North, 55-13. They traveled to Southport on Friday. Edgewood got pounded at Northview 60-0. They host Brown County this Friday for the Hoof and Talon Trophy game. Boys soccer, Bloomington South won the sectional championship. They beat Terre Haute South 5-0 in the first round, beat Bedford North Lawrence 5-0 in the semifinals, and then beat Bloomington North 1-0 in the Class 3A title game. They are at Southport this Thursday at 6 p.m. for the regional semifinal. Bloomington North beat Martinsville 4-0 in the semifinals before falling to Bloomington South 1-0. Edgewood beat Sullivan 4-1 in the first round and then lost to South Vermillion 4-0 in the Class 2A semifinals. And Lighthouse Christian lost to Bloomfield 8-3 in the Class 1A first round. In girls soccer, Bloomington South won the sectional championship. They beat Terre Haute North in the semifinals 2-0, beat Bloomington North 1-0 to win the Class 3A championship. They play at Columbus North Wednesday in the regional semifinal at 6 o'clock. Bloomington North beat Martinsville 3-0 in the first round, beat Terre Haute South 3-1 on penalties, lost to Bloomington South 2-1 in the championship. Edgewood lost to Owen Valley 2-1 in the Class 2A semifinals. In girls volleyball, Bloomington South had a busy week, beat Columbus North 3-0, beat Seymour 3-1, lost to Mount Vernon, Fortville 2-0, Floyd Central 2-1, and lost to Carmel 2-0. Edgewood beat South Putnam 3-0 and North Putnam 3-0, and Bloomington South beat Southport 3-0. Girls cross country, Bloomington North wins the sectional at Bedford North Lawrence with 33 points. Bloomington South second with 48. Lily Myers wins the individual title. Edgewood was third with 71, and they will all advance to Saturday's regional at Bedford North Lawrence. Lighthouse Christian advanced two runners. Lily Rasmussen finished 20th. Madeline Essinger finished 22nd. They finish in the top 15 as individual runners. Bloomington North wins the sectional at Bedford North Lawrence. In boys cross country, Nolan Bailey wins the individual title. Bloomington South second with 32 points. Edgewood fourth with 128. They will all advance to the regional at Bedford North Lawrence. Lighthouse Christian was 10th with 284 and will not advance. And in boys tennis, Bloomington North beat Austin 5-0 in the regional semifinals and lost to Columbus North 5-0 in the regional finals. That is a look at our high school scoreboard brought to you by Big Boys Moving Company. When we come back, we will talk with former Bloomington North and Ball State women's basketball player Kylie Jarrett. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jengison on the South Central Indiana News Network.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Everybody, I'm Hardy the Hat Guy. I think it's safe to say that I am Indiana's biggest fan of high school baseball. And I'll tell you what, I am a fan of Talking Sports with Nick Jengison with the South Central Indiana News Network. Catch him. He is interviewing people across the state. And I'm loving what he's doing.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jengison on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to welcome in my guest. She played at Bloomington North, was a 2005 Indiana All-Star in girls basketball, also was on the 2009 Ball State Cardinal team that knocked off the University of Tennessee in the first round of the NCAA tournament. She is one of Bloomington's finest police officers. She is Kylie Jarrett. Kylie, it is an absolute pleasure to have you. It has been a while since we caught up. I am so glad to get the chance to talk to you and reminisce about the good old days.
Absolutely, Nick. I appreciate you having me on. And anytime I get to talk about my playing days is always a good time for me.
Well, let's start with the fact that you and I go back a long time to your days at Bloomington North when you committed to Ball State, which of course is my alma mater and yours. I decided that the best way to support you was to show up in a Ball State basketball jersey. And I know that your folks and yourself will never forget those moments. When you first saw me do that, what was your initial thoughts?
You know, it was nice to see. And living in Bloomington, we always see Indiana University t-shirts, jerseys, and it's just what you see down here. And not knowing much about the university prior to going up there for a visit and committing to the Cardinals program, didn't see much Ball State stuff down here and didn't know if anybody really knew where it was. And then you, of course, wore the jersey, and it was nice to see some support in the stands. And even when I went to college, I saw you there, and that was awesome. So I do appreciate that, and it's something I'll never forget.
Something that we share in common. It's so nice to, you know, you don't get to always see kids from your hometown go play basketball at your alma mater. So it was just something that I felt was right to do. Always supported you through college, supported you through the big games with Bloomington South and Edgewood. So always a good time. You had a lot of success at Bloomington North. You were a four-year starter. You had four winning seasons, 74-10. You guys made the semi-state in 2003. So just talk about, you had a loaded team. So just talk about your teammates and just your overall thoughts in general of just your high school career.
Absolutely. You know, it started early, started before high school. We were fortunate enough, the group of girls that primarily went to North, we all played AAU together. And even girls who played for South, we played AU for the Bloomington Shooters under Frank Fisher and Bruce Whitaker. So we all kind of gelled together then at a very early age. And obviously, you know, when it comes to high school, you have to go your separate ways. Can't all be on the same team, or that used to be the rule. I'm not sure what it is now. So, but the core group of girls, we went to Bloomington North, and with Lori Whitaker, she was a year behind. Myself, Whitney Thomas, Lydia Serfling, Brittany Ross, and then we had some very good supportive casts, Jenny Benson, Carrie Deal, you know, Whitney Sexton. It was just a group of girls who were very dedicated to the team, dedicated to the game, and knew what the ultimate goal was. We were very successful in high school, and it was fun. It was a really good time. Unfortunately, we never were able to put a state championship together because we lost our key player, Whitney Thomas, that junior year especially. And then we lost her again, I believe, our senior year. So that was definitely a blow to our team. And, you know, the coaching staff, you know, with Coach Goddard, they did everything they could, you know, for us to be successful. I miss it. I do. I miss high school basketball. I miss all my friends and us just getting together and being able to play the game that we love.
You had five Division I players on your team through your high school career. Yourself at Ball State, Whitney Thomas at IU, Lydia Serfling walked on to IU, Lori Whitaker went to Coastal Carolina, and then Alex Guyton, who came a couple years later, went to that school up north that we won't talk about.
We won't talk about that school, will we?
Purdue University. But you and her, you were a 2005 Indiana All-Star. She was a 2008 Indiana All-Star. You're the only two from North in women, girls basketball to make the Indiana All-Star team. How do you feel about being the first Indiana girls All-Star from Bloomington North?
Most definitely an honor. If I would have had it my way, and if I had any votes that counted, our whole team would have been. I just felt that strongly and thought we were that great of a team that any one of us could have been on the Indiana All-Star team. I have to give credit to my teammates, me being the point guard and the distributor of the ball. They made me look good. It is an individual accolade. However, a lot of it goes out to my teammates, and they helped me get to where I was able to get with being on the Indiana All-Star team and then eventually play college basketball, which was always a dream of mine.
When you were being recruited, who was looking at you? Because, you know, you're 5'4", so a lot of teams probably looked at your size. But the one thing I always remember about you was your toughness.
Yeah, 5 foot four in the program, really 5 foot one. So, but you know, they would see 5'4" on the program, 5'1" out on the court. So I was being recruited by every school in the MAC. I had some bigger, IU actually was recruiting me very early on, and then they chose to go a different way. They asked me to be preferred walk-on. You know, that was when Coach Kathy Bennett was there. And I played around with the idea, but I thought that my game definitely deserved a scholarship. Ultimately, I landed at Ball State, but pretty much every school in the MAC and your mid-major schools, that's pretty much where all of my recruitment came from.
What attracted you to make your home at Ball State? What was the deciding factors?
They made me feel like home when I went up there. My first visit up there, it was, they made it all about me. They made me felt like I was part of the team already. Coach Roller was, they kept constant communication with me. I'd probably get 4 or 5 letters a week from them. And they were always handwritten, you know, personal letters, not just a letter that goes out to every athlete. So they just, it felt like family. Family is a huge part of my life. Very close with all my family members, and they didn't miss a game if they didn't have to. So with it being 2 hours away and close enough for my family to be able to come and watch, and with the MAC being fairly close, other than University of Buffalo, I knew my family was going to be able to come watch me play. So ultimately I decided at Ball State, and I think I made the right decision.
I think you did too, with winning the MAC championship and knocking off the University of Tennessee in the first round of the tournament. What was your favorite place to play in high school?
My favorite place to play in high school was either Bedford North Lawrence or Southport. Just the history with Bedford North Lawrence. That was also the site for regionals for us. And I just remember the atmosphere being so electric. And then Southport, obviously, in my opinion, one of the best gyms in, you know, high school, that being the Southport being in the Conference Indiana Conference, we played there. I remember going out my freshman year, very first game, scoring 25. So I think that's kind of where that gym comes into play for me. But I remember, you know, Katie Gerald's and Beach Grove played before us in the semi-state there, and just walking in and seeing how packed that place was. And it was just, it's great atmosphere those two places provide.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Bloomington North and former Ball State women's basketball player Kylie Jarrett after this quick timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jengison on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Hello, everybody. This is Tom Brew, your publisher from Sports Illustrated Indiana, and I'm listening to Nick Jengison on the South Central Indiana News Network, and you should do the same.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jengison on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, former Bloomington North and Ball State women's basketball player, Kylie Jarrett. Kylie, we were talking about your high school career. Of course, now it's time to talk about your career at Ball State. You played from 2005 to 2009. You started the last 2 years. You were sixth all-time in assists. You won the MAC championship in 2009. Of course, you made the NCAA tournament. knocking off Tennessee 71-55 in the first round. How well do you remember that game?
Like it was yesterday. Like it was yesterday. It's, still gives me chills. It's awesome to think back on it and relive the moment.
When you guys found out you were going up against Tennessee, what was your initial thoughts? How were you guys feeling? Because at that point, Tennessee had never lost in the first or second round of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think that there was anyone that regretted it. We were excited. If we were going to be going to our first NCAA tournament, why not play the best? And that's exactly what we got. Two-time defending national champion, coached by Pat Summitt, the greatest to ever do it. So it was pure happiness and joy and excitement from our end.
How much interaction did you get to have with Pat Summitt during that time?
Not much at all. It was just a couple stare downs on my end during warmups and in all. No, no other stare down, no other person that you want to play in front of and impress than Pat Summitt herself. So other than me, just in pure awe of her, there wasn't much interaction at all.
I remember watching the selection show, and when they talked to her about facing Ball State, she said, well, I don't know anything about them, but we'll find out. And boy, did they find out on that late Sunday night in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I remember watching that game, and I remember it like it was yesterday. And I just remember I was so excited with the fact that you guys pulled that off and not only pulled it off, but dominated that game.
I mean, if you would have asked me prior to the game if we were going to win 71-55, I don't think I would have been able to confidently say that. Halftime, we go in with a one-point lead. I mean, we never looked back from there. Our coaching staff prepared us in every way possible. We just played it like it was another game and definitely took advantage of some injuries that they had that developed in the first half, but we had our pedal to the metal the second half and never looked back. So definitely something I'll never forget.
You also got to play against Indiana twice, once here in Assembly Hall and once up at Worthen Arena. What was that like for you to get to finally play in Assembly Hall in front of all your hometown friends and family?
Yeah, it was you want to talk about, you know, you talked about high school arenas that I liked playing in. Assembly Hall, by far, whether you're from here or not, is a place that you want to play. So it was awesome being able to come back to my hometown my senior year, play in front of the home crowd, my family, friends, play against Whitney. You know, unfortunately, that was, we didn't come out with a win, but being able to come back here, listen to the IU fight song as you run out on the floor is, it's pretty cool.
Not to mention to have legendary announcer Chuck Crabb announce your name when you get to come in the game.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know Chuck pretty well, and he had never done the starting lineup, obviously, in any game that I played in. And again, that's something I'll never forget.
You were inducted into the 2019 Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. You were also inducted into the 2021 Ball State Sports Hall of Fame with your entire 2008-2009 basketball team. So two-time Hall of Famer, congratulations on both of those. I was at your induction ceremony, of course, for the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. I can imagine just the emotions that you felt during both ceremonies.
Yeah, tons of emotions. Just knowing that, you know, you're always going to be a part of history. Again, it's individual accolade. However, I couldn't have done it without my teammates in high school and in college, both, and all the support that I've had from my family, friends, and everyone who has followed me along the way. It's amazing, and it's such an honor to be a part of two Hall of Fames.
You talked about your teammates at Ball State, Portia Green, Audrey McDonald, among others. Do you still keep in contact with your college and high school teammates?
I do. My high school teammate that I keep in contact with and very regularly is Lori Whitaker. You know, she's still living down in the Carolinas. She's down in Asheville. talk to her probably at least once a week, go on vacations. We visit each other, you know, when we're in the area where each other lives. Portia, Audrey, Kelsey Corbin, who was on our staff in Ball State, I keep in contact with them. Not as much as I would like, but we do still keep in contact. But we, you know, when we're all together, it's like at the Hall of Fame for Ball State, it was like we had never left being in college. Everything just reverts back to how it was, and we all the stories, and you know, it's just great to be around everyone.
You're a Bloomington police officer now, so what is that like for you to go from being a basketball player to now being a police officer?
Yeah, it's kind of similar, to be honest. You feel a part of a team. Currently work second shift, very close with all of my shift mates. We have to work together to meet a common goal, which is, you know, fight crime. And so it is similar to being on a team. You know, we're not playing sports, but we still have to work together. So it's similar in ways, more than what people probably think.
Well, thank you for your service very much. Congratulations on your two Hall of Fames. It's great to catch up with you. I really appreciate you joining me.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It's nice seeing you, and you take care of yourself.
My thanks to Kylie Jarrett for being my guest this week. And IU Sports Women's Golf competed today at the Illini Invitational, and that goes through tomorrow. Men's Golf started the Purdue Fall Invitational today and goes through tomorrow. They will be at the Quail Valley Collegiate Invitational in Florida next Sunday through Monday. Men's Soccer hosts Ohio State tomorrow night, 7 p.m. on the Big Ten Network, and they will travel to Penn State Sunday, 12 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. Women's Soccer at Penn State Wednesday, 7 p.m. on ESPNU, and at Maryland, 1 p.m. Sunday. Volleyball at Nebraska Wednesday at 9 o'clock on ESPNU, and then at Minnesota, 3 p.m. on Sunday. Field hockey hosts Michigan State, 3 p.m. hosts Michigan, 12 p.m. Sunday. Cross country at the Nuttycomb Invitational in Madison, Wisconsin, Friday, 12 p.m. Men and women swimming at Northwestern Saturday at 11 a.m. And men's tennis at the Louisville Invite Friday through Sunday. Thank you for joining us this evening. And thanks to our sponsors on behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network. My name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.